The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Peter Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. Total Divas Season 5, and I have some feeling that it's going to be drama.
I'm kind of hungry. Think there'll be
You're
food?
Kind of hungry?
You think there'll be food?
Oh, there should definitely be food. Should we get a camera? We need to film this. Let's film it.
Can we cake, too?
Oh, there will definitely be cake.
Sweet. I want cake.
Cake. I need cake.
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 So, we're going to go get some cake, and then we will talk all about
cake
in this week's episode of Total Divas. But till then, you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Cake.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
yourself high five.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you, monkey, well, you're listening to Rack Radio Show, the Rack Radio Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back. Total Divas Season 5. And I think there's going to be some relationship problems, y'all. I think we're going to see the fallout between Kevin and Paige.
Yeah, I believe we are.
Because based on last week's episode, it's going to go down.
It's going down. For reals. For reals.
Plus, Mommy Paige is coming to town.
Yeah.
I'm not controlling. I'm looking out for her well-being, and she should listen. Nikki Bella. Oh, dear. All right. We're in Philly.
We're in Philly.
You should go say hi.
Hi.
And Nikki Bella almost falls flat on her face. That would have been bad.
Oh, no. Renee Young bought a scooter. Her and Dean only have one car, so they need a scooter. Oh, wait. What am I supposed to say? Dean?
I want pictures of Dean on the scooter.
Now we're showing off pictures of said scooter on a cellular phone.
And basically now Nikki's like, no, you cannot have a scooter, Bree. No, they're dangerous. Thou shalt not have.
Nikki's all saying Bree can't handle it.
It's a scooter! How can you not handle a scooter?
She's apparently clumsy.
Well, so am I!
Can you handle a scooter?
Actually, I can.
Sweet!
Look, if you want a second car, get a Fiat. It's small. It's like a scooter, but you're enclosed. And now we see Rosa backstage. She's chowing down. She's eating for two.
Natty is being very, very careful taking food off a plate of a pregnant woman.
She got a new cat? Natty, how many cats do you have?
Pop out a baby. Stop popping out cats. Just saying.
Just saying.
So we're having Paige in action. It's booby month, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's
it's booby
pink.
Month. We see Naomi. I think I remember.
No, this was main event. We didn't see this.
This was main event. What is that lipstick, Paige? What the hell is that? No. You go wash your face right now, young lady. Apparently her and Kevin's relationship is not going well. She just wants to wrestle. She doesn't want to think about the drama.
Yeah. I'm still taken aback by the lipstick.
Yeah, the lipstick bothers me. It's that matte crap, and it's an odd color.
And Naomi picks up the win.
God, she's not wearing that Kylie Jenner stuff, is she? I may have to throw something at her. We see Nikki backstage. She sneaks up on Renee.
She's telling Renee that she's totally opposed for her sister to
get the scooter. Is that head in the background?
What does everybody want?
It is! It's head! With a Thor helmet and antlers. And sunglasses.
Then that's technically not head. Now,
Becky. Zeb. I love how they're asking for Kane!
It was Kane.
They're asking Zeb Coulter for life advice. That's awesome.
For scooter advice, yes. Nikki is putting her foot down. I just like how we saw Kane with makeup on.
Well, you know, he had the mask on, so he's gotta do it up. He's really into the guyliner. We're gonna have makeup issues on this episode.
Yeah.
Basically, the point of contention is the scooter. Bree is promising she's not gonna get the scooter.
Bree's like, it would be the best second car.
Get a smart car. Bree's getting the scooter, y'all.
Spoiler alert.
Well, basically, I'm just gonna tell her what she wants to hear, aka, I'm getting the scooter. I know how that goes. And now we're out shopping in Orlando with Paige and Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're going grocery shopping, and we've already had one F-bomb get dropped. He's making chili, and she doesn't know what he wants. Yes, because pretending everything is completely and utterly fine always goes well. Did we not learn our lesson from last week?
No, we didn't.
Oh, God.
We never learn.
We never, ever, ever learn, y'all. And now we're picking up Paige's mother.
At least in these interviews, she's not wearing that awful makeup lipstick.
Right? And the awful lipstick is back.
She doesn't want to tell her mom all about the situation that's going on. Paige is planning a party!
Oh no.
We arrive home.
And now here's the meeting the mother. This is gonna be awkward.
They're very close. Paige, his mother, and Kevin.
Oh, this is gonna be really awkward when they break up. Cause this is where this is going, y'all. They have a camera in the kitchen? Okay, so as we go to break, things are gonna blow up because, well, Paige and Kevin are pretending to be happy couple when they're clearly not a happy couple. We had cursing at each other in the grocery store, which is always a good sign. What does this always happen in the grocery store? Like, last week it was in the grocery store, this week it's in the grocery store. Why do people fight in grocery stores? It's a happy place. There's food. Don't ruin the happy place.
They all are fans of Stone Cold Steve Austin and Booker T, so when they have their food fight in the grocery store, they all want to imitate it, and they can't, so they do their best impersonation of it and just say, F this, F that.
Apparently. Fair enough.
I don't know. I don't have no other explanation.
Yeah, I don't have another explanation, but yeah, so we have that going on. Paige's mother has arrived. She doesn't really know what's going on. She doesn't know they're not happy, and I suspect that's going to blow up before the end of the episode. We have pregnant Lady Rosa eating lots of yummy food. Go her. And then we have the situation with Bree, where she's considering buying a scooter thanks to Renee Young, and Nikki's like, oh, hell no. Which, okay, just to kind of say this, a scooter is way better than a bike. Like, at least she's not trying to get a motorcycle.
Yeah, there's that.
And it's not like she's going to be driving it to and from the airport.
They're in Arizona. What can you do in Arizona? Work?
Like, Arizona's actually a really good place to have a scooter because it does not rain a lot. And it doesn't get that cold there in the winter, so it's kind of an ideal environment to have one.
Right, you know.
And running around, and just if you have to run out somewhere, I mean, it's not good for the interstate, it's not good for long-term travel. It's not good for any of that, but if you just gotta run up the street real quick to the store, you wanna go out, it's the perfect little transportation, because as she said, she and Brian only have one car.
Right, and they need some sort of other vehicle because they may have to do separate things at separate times. My question to you is it good to take you back from work to home 1,000 straight days? Or would you recommend another vehicle?
For a scooter?
Yeah. Is it good to drive that thing back and forth for 1,000 straight days from work to home, work to home?
Well, as long as you put gas in it, yeah.
So, Mr. Hashtag Blame Brand, you should get a scooter.
He doesn't need a scooter. He lives there, remember?
Well, he has to run to the store sometimes so he can get the scooter.
He doesn't need to run to the store. He goes to the cafeteria. I'm telling you this right now.
But he wouldn't need... I'm trying to get him to buy a scooter. Shut up.
God, you're such a bad influence. And we're back in Phoenix with Bree and Renee and Josie. Josie looks so happy.
Her tongue is just sticking out perfectly straight.
She's smiling. Renee's like, what is Nikki going to do when she sees you with the scooter? And Bree's like, she's going to kick my ass. Basically, Nikki's trying to control Bree. Bree's like, nope, nope, sorry, not gonna happen, nope. Thank you, Renee. Bless. Renee was just like, wait, you're getting this off of Craigslist? You know murderers are on Craigslist, right?
That didn't sound creepy at all.
Nope. I'm gonna meet you with my van. Yeah, because that sounds safe.
Rosa bought food for her cravings.
Chipotle macaroni and cheese. She got a big pickle, but it's not sticky. And she bought a cake! She's eating the cake right out of the store. Props, Rosa! Props! Okay, can we use another word other than babe?
Babe.
Babe. Babe. I got you, babe.
Da-da-da-da.
And now they're sitting on the couch, eating the cake with... How many dogs do they have?
Two? Three?
Anyway, we're back in Orlando. We're at a bar with Paige, Kevin, and I think her mom. Yeah, her mom. Basically, her mom's like, you're smashed. We need to get you food.
This is just... Yes, Paige, this is super awkward.
The mom likes Kevin more than Paige does right now.
Yeah.
I think she kind of knows what's going on, Paige. I think she's well aware of what's going on. Oh, God, and now we're going shopping with Brian.
The dude has a white van.
He has a creepy white van with a scooter.
We're talking stranger danger.
And they can't get the scooter to start. And oh, he's pulling out a second one.
Second one started right up.
Bree's gonna get the scooter. Bree's face. Bree's face kind of says it all.
One, the face while wearing the helmet.
While wearing the helmet. I'm gonna honk every time you lie. Guys, like, helmets are extra honk. love Brian so much. And now we're back with Rosa. He's putting a camera in the kitchen.
He's what?
That's conveniently pointed at the fridge.
Oh, God. Now we're bringing up food shaming. Oh, my God.
She's not happy about cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be either. Cameras in the house. We're and now we're with Mama and Paige.
Wrestling a trampoline world. What? Randomly, Paige says, one day I'm going to put you in a home, Mom. She's busy. So where's Kev? And awkward silence. The mother's pressuring the question. Everything okay?
Mom knows. Okay, so we have Paige walking out on her mom because Mom basically starts saying, look, I know something's wrong. Just tell me what's wrong. I want to help. And Paige doesn't want to do it, and she just gets up and walks out.
Right.
Because Mom obviously understands and knows that
something's happening.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
So, more on that as it develops, but cameras in the kitchen? Pointed at the fridge, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's weird. If it's for the baby, you put it in the living room when you actually have a baby.
You put it in the nursery. Like, I can understand if you want to put a camera in the nursery, because, okay, you can watch the baby, excuse me, from the from wherever, because the benefit of those cameras is you have a live feed, and you can watch them. So if you're downstairs, and you want to pull it up, and you want to watch the baby from your tablet or from your phone, because you need to run downstairs real quick, you can do that. Make sure the baby doesn't do anything. But, yeah, getting a camera, putting it in the kitchen, and pointing at the fridge, that's not for the baby. That's for her to basically see how much she's eating and how many times she's going to the fridge, which that's a little unfair to her because she's eating for two people.
Yeah.
And she needs to eat when she needs to eat. I understand that some people overdo it and they get really big when they're pregnant and they just have cravings that they can't control. But she's pregnant. Okay? Let her have the damn cake. Let her have whatever she wants, you know, because it's, you do not want an unhappy pregnant lady on your hands there, Sparky. You really don't. You do not screw with a pregnant woman. You don't take their food. You don't come between them and their food. You just let them eat and grow the baby because their body is literally growing another life inside of there.
Yeah, and you just let it happen. It's nature. I guess that's, I don't know. But you know what I mean. It's, yeah.
Yeah. As we come back from break, we recap Paige walking out on her mom.
And she's embarrassed. Paige does not want the lecture right now.
And her mom is basically like, I can't stop being your mother. But she's right, you know, and she's worried. So now we're at Bree and Brian's. We see Brian playing with Josie. So wait, they bought both scooters.
Yeah.
And he even brought free gas.
So we have Renee and Bree scooting in Arizona. Is that the proper term? Scooting?
I'm sure, let's go with that. I don't even know what it is, but it's hilarious. Because Brian's like, okay, bye.
Paige uses thing, the Spice Girls. Paige has a lot on her plate. She just wants to have fun again.
Basically, Mom really, really, really likes Kevin. And Mom's worried about her, and
she's using her socks to,
Well, you know, when you don't have a hanky.
Use your socks.
Use your socks. And now we're in L.A. with Eva and Rosa and Mandy.
And her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend. Oh. Good Lord, Rosa!
She is sacrificing her ass for this baby. She's gained 30 pounds halfway through. And in bed.
Oh, no. I would never put a camera in the bedroom. Never. No. Because those suckers can get hacked.
Brother.
Okay, Mandy's boyfriend is like, you know, if he's preventing, basically, if he's worried about you getting fat because you're not going to be attractive to him, he's a piece of crap. I like Mandy's boyfriend. Right on. Because she's pregnant. I mean, God.
Mandy's like, now that you know there's cameras there, just eat more. Just eat an animal. Don't eat an animal.
Don't eat an animal. Not on camera. Total Divas camera. Could get awkward. Peter might get involved. And now we're out with Nikki, and I think that's the brother. Yes, we're going to a Bella luncheon.
There's Brian.
Oh, hell. Bree's going to roll up on a scooter.
And here they come, scooting down the street. Renee and Bree. Nikki is pissed.
Okay. So Bree has a scooter, which is awesome. So she can go scooting around Arizona. Which, you know, honestly, for their lifestyle, it makes sense. Because when she's there, they probably do need a second car. Or a second vehicle.
Yeah, because they have two different schedules.
And
you can't always plan around each other. Sometimes you both have to do something at the same time, and you both need a car.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, hey, I'm going to run out to the store. Well, I need the car. You can't take it. Okay, well, then we got to do this together. Now that kind of alleviates probably some of that tension. And as she retires and goes home, that will help even further. Because Brian or Bree can just take the scooter and the other one can have the car, especially when they start having kids.
Right.
So that takes care of that. I understand Nikki's concerns, and we'll get more into that as this situation implodes. But yeah, just let your sister live her life. Okay, cameras in the house. It's great if, like we said before, it's great if you want to use it to actually watch the baby, but the fact that there's one in the bedroom, I guess so he can film her and he can show her exactly how much she's eating.
So it's when he's sleeping and she's eating, he can now go back and see that she ate in bed.
Like, why?
Who cares?
Who cares? Like we keep saying, she's pregnant! She has another life inside her.
You want this child to be healthy, right?
I mean, it's, you know what? Certain foods, not everything, like the cake and the chips and everything are probably not good for her.
But it's a craving. It's not gonna be a 5 more month craving. It's a craving for probably a month or so.
It's a craving that your body craves certain things for a reason. Because it needs certain things. And you eat those foods, one, because you want them, and two, because your body needs something from those foods.
Right.
And like I said, not everything is healthy, but a happy pregnant lady is an awesome pregnant lady. You do not want an upset pregnant woman. You do not want to deal with an upset pregnant woman. We'll get more into this as we come back from break. With Bree and Renee rolling up on the scooters, and Nikki's pissed.
Renee is a bad influence. Renee makes Bree feel confident. Nikki does not. On the scooter. Ooh. Ooh. The brother was like, Bree's probably safer on the scooter than you are walking around in your high heels. Ooh. Well, the brother's on board.
Basically, scooters are safe. We're good. And now we're at Rosa's. Mandy's coming over. Oh, God. What did she do? Oh, my God. Oh, hell.
Apparently, it's his problem because he eats the sweets.
So it's actually his issue, not hers.
He said he's put on 20 pounds.
It's sympathy pregnancy weight! How am I supposed to know he doesn't have willpower with cake? Nobody has willpower with cake, Rosa! It's cake! You just eat it. If it's there, you eat it.
Now they're gonna have separate cabinets or something. For their foods. So we were at the park with Paige and her mum. Her mum has the ultimate need to protect her.
Basically, Paige's mom is worried about her. She doesn't want anything bad to happen to her. And I think part of this is Paige's mom is in England, and Paige is here, and Paige is partying a lot, and her mother can't protect her. And she doesn't want anybody to take advantage of her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's coming. So, anyway, cameras in the bedroom, bad idea. That's all I was really gonna kinda get to. Don't put the cameras outside. They make outside cameras, like, those are cool, but the ones in the house, don't put cameras in your house. Just don't.
Not cool, yo. Not cool.
Not cool, yo. But yeah, so Paige's mom is worried, which totally get, because she's her mom, and everybody's mom worries about them.
Oh,
mostly,
yeah.
Everybody's mom worries about them, and it cares about them, and Paige is obviously the baby of the family, and Paige is probably the most successful of all the children, and she's leading this crazy life, she has this busy schedule, and her mother can see a change, her mother can see a problem, that her daughter isn't right. And so now she's trying to help her and figure out, and Paige just does not want to open up.
Right. And one of the ones about the partying and everything like that, because, you know, she's grown up in London, and she's been partying her entire life, and the mother knows all about it. And now that they're hundreds and thousands of miles away from one another, it makes it harder on the mother to sort of protect Paige.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, something is like Paige could be out partying and somebody could take advantage of her.
Right.
In any number of ways because she's achieved a level of success. We saw it with the video with her and Alicia where people were chasing her and Alicia around and trying to get the footage to sell the footage. Whereas if Paige, you know, Paige could go out and get absolutely snockered and somebody could film it and sell it and ruin her reputation or ruin her career.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. And never mind any other things that could happen. She could be assaulted. Somebody could try to harm her. Any number of other things. So it's her mother is just very concerned for her. and the lifestyle that she's leading because she wants her daughter to be happy. She wants her daughter to have a good life. She doesn't want her daughter to make the mistakes that she made, especially given where her daughter is in her career.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you think about it, Paige is, what, 22, 23, and she's on top of the WWE?
Yeah. She's, yeah.
That's very impressive.
Very much so.
So, for her, it's, her mother doesn't want anything bad to happen to that, and her daughter have to achieve success, or, you know, lose the success that she's achieved, I should say, because if she loses it, it's a long, hard fall.
Yes, it is.
As we come back from break.
At the very serious moment. And Paige comes clean.
Basically, Paige comes clean, and mom and daughter kind of make up.
Paige feels better now that her mom knows all of what's going on. We're back in Newport Beach, California. The 20-week visit.
Can't see anything.
I see ahead.
There it is. Basically, the doctor tells her to avoid the sweets for diabetes.
Cut back on the cupcakes and the cakes.
Damn it. Now we're back in Phoenix. We're at Bree and Brian's.
They're working over the schedule. Bree wants her to jump on the back of the scooter. Says, no. He's less worried about Bree checking in, scooting, than checking in a hotel at 3 a.m. in the morning while alone on the road. Brian's like, I don't like how you're trying to tell us how to live. They don't listen. That's why they're happy.
Burn.
You're going to need some ice for that burn.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, basically they're like, look, it's our thing. It's our money. We spent it. She wants it. I'm not going to argue with her, you know?
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Like, I'm sure Brian has his concerns about it, but there are safety courses you can take, and none of that protects you from other drivers, but it's not like people are gunning for people on scooters and motorcycles.
No, they're not. And he knows his wife will always be safe. So that's the positive on that.
Because what's the difference between Bree being on her scooter and getting hit versus Nikki being in her Land Rover and getting hit? Aside from one is enclosed. Both can get seriously injured or both could die in a wreck in either vehicle.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, honestly, it's like, I understand why you think the scooter isn't any safer. And I get the concerns. But at the same time, it's, well, you could get killed in your Land Rover, so you shouldn't drive your Land Rover because it's not safe. Because there's a chance you may have an accident. Well, why should I, you know, live my life for the fact that I may have an accident or I may not? She could have the scooter for the next 20 years and never get hit.
Exactly.
Or she could have a wreck tomorrow.
You just never know. She could just be walking down the street and someone hits her. Who knows? Stuff happens.
Stuff happens, but you can't live your life in fear, and it alleviates a problem for Bree and Brian.
Yes, it does.
Rather than them compromising and getting another car, which they don't want to do, they're getting a scooter, which is much more environmentally friendly.
And, well, cheaper than another car.
And, well, no, I mean, they could just get a junker, but it's not an electric car, which is probably what they want.
Right, which we saw last week. They're looking into that. So this scooter will be the thing that will work for now.
They're looking into an electric car. The car they got last week was like an $80,000 car. That was a Tesla. I think a Model S.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that.
If they really want to go for it, go for it, because those are nice cars. But otherwise, get a Fiat. And we're back from break. We're back at Bree and Brian's. We're kind of rehashing the burn because it's so good we need to see it twice.
Brian calls her a very poor decision maker. Brian's not convinced that Nikki knows what she's talking about.
And Bree's just like, let's just go work out.
The mean streets of their neighborhood. It's like she's not going to the freeway. Nikki's like, if anything happens, remember, I told you so. Now we're in Orlando. Things are about to get real here in Orlando.
Yeah, it's about to get really real.
Hey, it's the Yeti.
The Yeti's helping Paige move, and basically Paige is moving out.
They have broken up, and Paige is leaving.
She still has the fairy outfit.
Because, you know, it's a collector's item.
And now she's scooping up her cats, basically.
Don't put the cat in the box, Paige.
Don't put the cat. The cat does not want to go in the box. And now we're arriving at somebody's house.
Apparently Paige found a new home. What's she doing?
Who's she calling?
So she calls Kevin, and, well, we'll see where that goes.
So she moves out, and I guess she's moving in with a friend?
No, she bought a new home.
Oh, she bought a house?
Yeah. Or renting a house, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, there's stuff already in it.
I think that's her stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
I think we've advanced in time.
A bit, yeah, because her mom is no longer there, so she's probably... They made the decision that...
She was moving out, and then she found a place, and yeah.
So now she's calling her ex, which is, I guess, to let him know she's out? I don't know.
To check on his emotional state. I don't know.
I wouldn't do that. This is going to be bad.
This is going to be bad, yeah.
This is going to be really, 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 really bad.
So the phone is ringing. He answered. Basically wrapping up how much, you know, that she got her stuff. She has a little bit more stuff to get, and yeah.
This is so incredibly awkward.
Yeah, it is. Awkward.
Okay, so we have the really kind of, okay, so that was awkward, to say the least. I don't know any other way to describe that other than just, oh, okay. So she's talking to him and basically like, so yeah, I'm going to come get my stuff and the cats, and it's probably really empty. Like, it's just this, it's the I miss you, but I'm not going to say I miss you phone call.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, things are different now. Okay, bye.
Yeah, and it's just a weird situation all the way around, and something tells me she may, if he's still available, go back to him at some point, because I think she does love him.
But we both knew she's too young for the relationship.
Oh yeah, she's way too young to get married. She's to the point where she's still in that, I'm going to party, I'm going to have fun. She's not ready to settle down yet, and she's got a couple more years before she's really ready to do that, because you don't...
She's 22, 23. She's a long ways away. There's, yeah.
She's 22, 23, living a rock star lifestyle. You know, it's hard to give that up. It's hard to settle down like that. Not that she would give up that lifestyle, but it's you get married and your priorities shift and things change. And especially for women in that business, once they start getting married, the expectation is kind of, okay, well, at some point you're going to retire and you're going to have kids. So they sort of start to discount you because, okay, well, you're married, so you may not be around for much longer.
Right. And she's focused on her career and she's young and wants to have fun.
Yes. But I want to say this because I've noticed this with Nikki, that I feel like Nikki is trying to become the matriarch of that family. Like, she's trying to become the head of that family.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like she's, and this is not a shot at her at all, but as she's kind of growing in fame and in, not notoriety, but basically fame, that she's becoming obviously more confident, but she's trying to basically take control of the family.
Yeah.
And lead the family and be the head of the family, and they're just not having it because, like, no. Just no.
You are not the leader we choose.
Well, it's a little awkward when her mom's right there.
Yeah, it is.
Just a smidge. But yeah, I just noticed that about Nikki, that it's becoming a pattern where she's getting more and more controlling.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, well, I've gotten here, so I should get to have a say on this. Even though it's really none of her business. It's like the whole scooter business. It's like, yeah, you can render an opinion of whether you think Bree should get one or not, but you shouldn't be salty about it because she went ahead and did it. It's her life. It's her money. She should be able to spend it how she wants. And if something happens, well, that's unfortunate, but it's Bree's choice.
Oh, very much so.
And it's Brian's choice, and you don't necessarily get a say. It's just like, you wouldn't like it if they took you out and said, oh, well, you shouldn't buy high heel shoes because you could fall and break your ankle. And then they get mad at you for buying the high heel shoes.
Yeah.
It's a poor comparison, but it's basically that. They're trying to make an economical decision because Nikki's like, well, why don't you just get a second car? And it's, well, we don't want to get a second car. It doesn't make sense to right now because Bree's always gone. The scooter can sit in the garage because it's small and compact, because I think they only have a one-car garage. And it gets 100 miles to the gallon, so they don't have to fill it up that much. Plus, if Brian wants to run out, Brian can take the scooter over the car, and they can save gas and money and maintenance on the car by just having the scooter.
Right, and this is in the fall, long before we get the news of Brian's retirement, and, you know, Bree's eventual retirement plans. So it's like, yeah, it makes sense for now. This is all they need.
But beyond that, I think that does it for Total Divas.
I really agree with you there.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be back next week. So till then, He's Rock.
I'm Lindsay, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.